Hello, all of you beautiful people out there. I hope you all are having a great night or day, wherever you're listening to this. I hope things are going well. I don't know, today I'm pretty tired, so that might be why my energy is a bit off. I don't know why I'm tired. I didn't really do stuff today. I'm just... I'm just sleepy. Today was a bit hard because it was all day I was thinking about trying to find a topic to talk about today. I mean, it's only my third podcast and I'm already, what do I do? So my thought process, it went from jealousy to joy to war. These are all like really broad topics, right? Well, really big topics. Another thing is, how do I accurately... what questions am I supposed to ask about these topics? I decided on the who, what, where, why, and how. But then it's kind of hard.
I'm sorry.
It's kind of hard to give a who with jealousy or, you know, joy, unless who is experiencing joy. It's a possibility. And then war, well... what am I supposed to say with war? Everyone? Who is war? What am I going to say? Aries? Of course. Not knocking your belief. I just said it because, you know, he's the god of war. That's it. I have a question for you guys. And I guess this will be the topic for today. Are you guys happy? And if so, how do you know? I mean, everybody wants to be happy. That's literally what America was built on, the pursuit of a shot at happiness. But what is happiness? I believe that happiness is joy. And then you have to go with, what is joy? Let's find out, shall we? Hey Siri, what is joy? Let's listen in. She's calculating.
The definition of joy is the emotion of great delight or happiness caused by something exceptionally good or satisfying. Keen pleasure, elation.
Oh,
this
you...
is from dictionary.com.
Thank you. Thank you, Siri. Very grateful. So, you heard it here first, folks. I was right. Haha. The definition of joy is the emotion of great delight or happiness caused by something exceptionally good or satisfying, keen pleasure, elation. Okay, so how? How do you know that you're happy? Is it just, I don't know, a warm feeling in your gut? How does someone know when they're truly happy? That's so odd. I mean, if happiness is joy, then, well, I guess people doing what they love actors who love to act, fighters who love to fight, singers who love to sing. But then you never really hear about a singer being truly happy. I don't know, guys. Things are happening, you know? Things are... Well, the world is spinning as it does. Plans are being made and being torn apart in the same breath. People are being people, I guess. New relationships are being cultivated. In the midst of those new relationships is the consistent question. Is this what makes me happy? It seems like it would be a simple question, right? It seems like you'd be like, oh, what makes you happy? Well, this is how it makes me happy, or that makes me happy. I like carpentry, or I like cleaning. I like decorating a house. These are the things that make me happy. Reading a good book on a warm evening in a hammock with the sun beaming down on you. Not hot, but just warm. Maybe that's happiness. The moments, the little moments that we get. I think I heard it somewhere that happiness is fleeting. So maybe it is. Or was that love is fleeting? One of those. Sometimes I think, I don't know if I've ever been truly happy. Am I alone in that thought? How many of us out there are actually truly happy with ourselves, with how our lives turned out, so far at least? I'd like to think I am. I'd like to think that I'm happy with the way things are going. But sometimes I just get tired. And sometimes I forget what happiness tastes like. Or I start to think, I start to wonder if I ever even knew what the taste was in the first place. I do know this. Happiness is meant to be beautiful. It's meant to be something that when you get it, you want to grab onto it and you just want to feel it forever. Just want to be happy. Everybody wants to be happy. It's been a concept for a very long time to be happy, joyful. I guess there are a lot of ways to find happiness. And in the same hand, there aren't a lot of ways to find happiness, I guess, for some people. Maybe it's a people thing. You know how everyone's fingerprint is different, unique. Maybe happiness is uniquely suited for every single person on this planet. Just like fingerprints. Maybe that's what that is. The pursuit of happiness always made me, always sounded weird to me, because it's like, how long do you chase happiness? Or is it like one of those laws of manifestation where you don't chase it, it chases you, or something? I obviously don't know the laws of manifestation. I don't know. I feel like you should know when you're happy. Sometimes for me, the lines just get blurred. People, places, things. They influence me more than they should. Maybe that's my toxic trait. Letting things dig under my skin that shouldn't dig under my skin. Maybe that's why I don't know if I'm happy. It's so odd. You try to be happy, but then people have expectations. Then you try to live by those expectations. And you get that person's approval, and I guess you feel happy that you got their approval. But how long does that happiness last? How long does that happiness last? I mean, I know what it's like to live for someone else. Trust me, I know what that's like. Happy to be in their presence, but sad because they don't truly see you. I know what that's like. Hell, that was my childhood. Maybe happiness is in memories. I think it's hard to choose my happiest memory. There's so many good memories. Like my best friend teaching me how to swim. Or sitting on the porch with my brother and talking to him for hours. Finding out what's going on in his life. Or chasing my little sisters around the house because they smacked me when I wasn't looking. Or hugging a dog. Maybe that's it. Maybe happiness is in memories. Maybe that's... maybe that's the stitch. What if I want to feel happy today? Then that means that the happiness is not in memories, and I feel like I may have said this before, but maybe happiness is in the moment. But then if that's the case, then happiness doesn't last very long. I mean, there are those who are like, don't let anyone take your happiness away. Don't let anyone take your joy away. And I'm one of those people. I am guilty of telling people that. Hold on, guys. My computer turned off. Give me one moment, guys. But no, I am guilty of that, of telling people, oh, don't let anyone take away your joy or your happiness. They don't deserve it. Don't give it to them. But at the same time, I'm one of the biggest hypocrites out there, because as soon as somebody makes a joke that wasn't even meant to hurt my feelings, I'm in my mind clutching my pearls, wanting to go ballistic. I think no matter what somebody says is going to get to you. I don't care what anyone says. I'm just saying based off my personal experience. But then again, I haven't had much experience. Only had 20 years of it. Not that much. So. I guess you have to decide what your happiness is for you. Whether it's in the moments, or in the minutes, or in the days. Maybe it is coded to each of us like a fingerprint. And we have to find it out. Find out what makes you happy. Find out what gives you joy. I think that, well, that's what the American way was. A shot at happiness. Huh. This is going to be a shorter podcast because, like I said, I'm a bit tired and a bit drained. Being an introvert sucks. I mean, yeah, I could be having fun. It could be a great day. Today was a great day, but I still feel drained. Like all of my energy has just been taken from me. I try to stay wary of energy vampires, but it's just, I think people that piss you off, they honestly are more energy vampires than actual energy vampires. The thing is with them, I don't think that they take your energy. I think that they make you release it. You waste it on them, those idiots. Yeah, I'm okay, guys. For anyone listening to this, I'm perfectly fine. I'm just tired. Just tired and drained, and I'm an introvert, and I was being extroverted today. And that faking it till you make it crap can leave you dog tired, so.
It's
it'll probably be best if I go ahead and sign off, no theater time tonight. Besides, I feel like I blew a few people's eardrums with the last theater time. But I'll step off with a genuine challenge. Find out what makes you happy. No matter how long it takes you, no matter how insignificant it may seem, find out what makes you happy and enjoy it. Enjoy those moments. Enjoy each other. Enjoy life. Don't give up, guys. Enjoy life. You only get around once, unless you reincarnate, but then you don't remember, unless you're the special case that remembers, and in which case, well, have fun with your second go around. But for those of us who don't remember, or don't reincarnate. We only got one. We only got one chance with this consciousness. So expand it, enjoy it, live in it. This is the human experience. Freedom, liberty, and a shot at happiness. All right, everybody, this is Christopher Johnson signing off. Remember, everyone, you are powerful people, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Good night, everyone.